Monday, October 5th, 2020, Prayer 31, Day 5. Elroy, the God who sees, I love your grace, kindness, and care. How you see our failures, yet love unconditionally anyway. I love that you chase after us and draw us to yourself. You truly love me. Thank you, Father. I pray that I can love myself, not in an unhealthy, selfish, worldly way, but in a healthy, love others as you love yourself kind of way. Help me to see that you have touched my life and you see everything. I can trust you with me. So today, we thank you, Father, for helping us love. We want our love to stay strong so we are ready when Christ returns. Father, we know that your heart's desire for us is to be at peace with you and with those around us. Place within our hearts the desire to live for you and to listen to the leading of your sweet Spirit. Let us diligently search for you. Open our eyes that we might see what is good, honorable, and just for the well-being of all people. You, God, have said in your word in Jeremiah 29:11-13, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Today, we pray for Florida and Georgia. Lord, bless and protect these states, and may your Spirit sweep over these lands with revival. Today, we pray for the unity in our church, Grace Family Fellowship. May we be a church that glorifies you, Father, not our enemy. Disunity and division allows Satan to thrive. We rebuke him in Jesus' name. We're rejoicing knowing you, Father, and allowing our desire to pursue Christ. Keep us unified, doing what pleases you today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.